Every week, tens of thousands of Americans complete intensive drug and alcohol rehab programs, and the next months are fraught with risk of relapse. A treatment counselor or supporter cannot monitor you around the clock, but now your smartphone can watch you, coach you, alert your mom, even give rewards. We hear how from correspondent Tom Bonsi in Seattle.
Daniela Tudor knows how hard it is to break a habit because she's been there. The self-described serial entrepreneur used alcohol and cocaine while working on a music industry startup earlier this decade. Trying to quit without help didn't work.
So I tried everything from just basically trying to control it on my own, going to yoga retreats, eating differently, changing my surroundings.
She eventually landed in an inpatient drug and alcohol treatment center, where the idea for her next startup hit.
I journaled about it and I thought about how can we use, you know, our phones who are with us 24/7 to bridge the two things that support recovery, accountability to your care plan and connection to your support network in real time.
Tudor later described her idea to another person in recovery, a former French Open tennis doubles champion. Murphy Jensen agreed to co-found the startup WeConnect Health with Tudor in Seattle. Jensen became a beta tester for an addiction recovery app, as well as executive VP of the new company.
It's my lifeline. I, on a daily basis, and you know, not only the technology, but the interface, it gives me warm, loving messages and reminders to stay on track. It keeps me connected to the key stakeholders in my life.
Jensen knows from personal experience that the relapse rate for people in recovery is shockingly high. WeConnect sells its app to treatment centers and insurance companies who in turn install it on clients' phones when they're sent home. The Seattle company's product is just one of more than a dozen different smartphone apps built for addiction recovery. There are simple free tools like a 12-step meeting finder or a sobriety counter. It ranges up to highly engineered computer programs that include a panic button or sound a warning if a person goes near risky locations such as their neighborhood bar. WeConnect Health is playing in the high end.
So you set up your profile, you set up your
schedule. Tudor pulls out her smartphone to demonstrate a reward feature to prevent relapses.
So here it tells you at the top the challenge you're on. You can earn up to, on this challenge, $20 by checking into 5 support routines, 13 self-care routines, and you have 5 days left.
You're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get what, $20 in gift card?
This is an Amazon gift card.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I'd take that.
Yes.
The location tracking ability of smartphones can confirm if patients are attending scheduled doctor and court appointments, 12-step meetings, your analysis tests. If the client begins slipping, the software automatically sends an alert to the treatment provider. Dr. Dennis Donovan at the University of Washington says few of the many addiction recovery apps have been independently tested for efficacy. However, he foresees situations where they may be very useful.
Apps like this can also provide an opportunity to develop social support networks. Many people may find it difficult or they don't choose to attend things like Alcoholics Anonymous and so on, but can benefit from a social system or a social network that can enhance and provide support for their recovery process.
Donovan says smartphone apps won't be the end-all cure-all, but may work well as a complement to other treatment. WeConnect Health CEO Tudor says her goal is not to replace human counselors, it's to cut the relapse rate in half.
In this field, the incredible thing is that, you know, even moving the needle by 5% on the recovery rate means millions of lives. It means billions of dollars in cost savings.
I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.